Have you ever heard anyone call him a volunteer?
No, I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, I heard that from, we've heard blacks call him that. Call
no, people. They would say bastard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I asked that, that's when mm-hmm. I mentioned a while ago, I wanted to tell you about a story about a volunteer. Interviewing a colored informant, he used illegitimate titles, volunteer.
I guess
an analogy with volunteer Croft or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That would be the connection, exactly.
Your brother's son is
my nephew.
Mm-hmm. Say you had two daughters, maybe one of them named Jane, another one named Peggy, you'd say. Well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
more distant.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to indicate loving, she's a lot.
She is more affectionate, mm-hmm. I would say.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, a child that's lost its mother and a father is a...
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. And suppose it's been put in an institution, is it?
In an orphan's home.
He's still an orphan, just in.
Still an orphan, yes.
And what do you call the person who the was appointed by the court to look after him?
Foster mother, or the stepmother, or
mm-hmm. or it's legal. What it's legal?
Adopted parents.
Mm-hmm. Or there's another thing you might use too. In other words, sometimes you have to get something signed by your parents or your, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, legal guardian.
Yeah, and I'll say that if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is just full of my...
Kinfolks.
Would you ever say full of my people?
My people.
What about relatives there?
In certain cases, I would say relatives.
When would you use relatives?
Speaking to someone who I didn't know very well. Mm-hmm. Just old friends and acquaintances, I would say kinfolk.
Mm-hmm. Would you call them kinfolk if you're referring to, say, your parents and grandparents? Just them? Would you call them your kinfolk or what? Or would you have a name?
My people.
Mm-hmm. Or what about just family there? Would you?
Yes, my family. I was probably say my family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I use people more often.
Yeah, I think that's the one
people.
I use. Yeah.
My people came from Oakey Street, Butler mm-hmm. County,
mm-hmm.
Crenshaw County.
Mm-hmm. You might say, well, yes, she has the same family name that I have, and she does look a bit like me, but actually,
we're no kin.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen him before is a...
perfect stranger.
Mm-hmm. What if he comes from say, outside the South?
He's a Yankee, yeah. If he comes from the northern part, or a Westerner if he comes from west of the Mississippi River.
He's still a stranger, no matter from how far.
Right.
What about from another country?
A foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call somebody who's not from another country a foreigner?
If I didn't designate the country he was from, it would be he's a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody from another state in the United States? Are you ever just joking around, call him a foreigner?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. That's the next name I'm going to ask. The next things I'll ask you will be about proper names. The name of the mother of Jesus
was Mary.
Mm-hmm. And George Washington's wife was
Martha Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And George Washington.
Yeah. And let's see. The
Lincoln is always old age.
Oh, yeah.
Joking.
Yeah. Oh. You ever heard of there's a nickname for Helen that begins with an N?
Nan? No, Helen?
Mm-hmm. There's a nickname for that begins with an N. Do you know what I mean? Or like in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nuri.
Mm-hmm. And Will is a nickname for?
William.
Mm-hmm. What are some other nicknames you could use there?
Bill, Billy.
More.
Willie.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
We called my brother Billy until he was grown and had a son of his own who was named William, and it's Bill and Billy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess someone said about Jimmy Carter, they never vote for anybody who still used a boy's name.
Nickname.
Yeah, I guess that the one with the Y is usually reserved pretty much for boys, and when they become men, they Bill or Will or something.
Uh-huh. Or Jim. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, your father's brother would be your
uncle.
And his name was William.